Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
And so, that's John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back there, ladies and gentlemen, a little Heartland rock and roll. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me, 17 till, and celebrating the 17th anniversary of our Small Business Advocate broadcast. Since the third week of November 1997, every day we've been right here, every Monday through Friday right here, talking to you about how to help you become better at operating your small business. And we do that with great people like our good friend Gene Greisman. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 16th anniversary. He's the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By and many other books. We're talking about diligence. We're talking about concentration. We're talking about focus. These are key traits that if you're going to be successful, you can overcome. You know, Gene, thanks again, by the way, for being here. You can overcome if you have those. And a few others. You got to have some courage. But if you have those kinds of traits, you can overcome not having enough capital. You can overcome not having enough customers yet. You can overcome not being as smart as other people are. You can overcome a lot of stuff. You know, I know a guy who's a multimillionaire, Gene, and one day he admitted to me he was illiterate. I don't think he was completely illiterate, but he didn't. He was. Some people might consider him that way, but he just had that kind of diligence and focus, and he built two businesses and sold both of them. How about that?
I think it's amazing.
Not to minimize education. I don't mean to do that. I'm just saying diligence and concentration can overcome a lot, can't it?
It can. The long-term aspects of concentration, quick story. As you know, I'm known for my Abraham Lincoln. The reason I got into Abraham Lincoln portrayals is because I'm a sociologist who focuses on what makes people highly successful.
A trained and educated sociologist.
Yes, well, mm-hmm. I hope so. Yeah. And it may be revealed one day that I was illiterate. But in any case, I interviewed a number of years ago the president of Finico, and he said that as soon as they were always looking for talent, and he said as soon as we get somebody in that we think is going to be a leader, we put that person on a fast track.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what do you look for? And he said, one of the things we look for is the ability to hold a point. And I thought, being an author, he's talking about a sharpened pencil. And he said, no, not that. He said, have you ever been bird hunting? He said, I'm talking about a bird dog that once it spots its quarry, mm-hmm. holds the point.
Right.
Isn't that a beautiful
picture? Stays focused, yeah.
Of a high achiever,
not distracted, not
hold a point,
not subject to the shiny object syndrome.
That's right. Now they, I think that's amazing, and I think you've kept your eye on the quarry. You have continued to focus on doing everything you can with what you have, and I think I can, with no false modesty, say the same about myself.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you know, I'll tell you something, Gene. There's just something about the building block component of success. It's not always fancy and pretty and sexy and sensational. Sometimes it's ugly and grimy and frightening. But there's something about focusing on something and putting one day on top of the other, one step on top of the other, one accomplishment on top of the other, and in time, it creates critical mass, doesn't it?
It does. Do I have time to use another analogy?
Yes.
One reason laser is able to cut through even diamonds is that the rays are not scattered. Mm-hmm. They are focused. They come to a point. And a short-term focus or concentration results in intensity. Quick story. They asked George Whitfield and John Wesley how it was that they were able to draw huge crowds in England when the churches were empty. And one of them answered, "We set ourselves on fire and people come out to watch us burn."
Oh, no.
And that's what focus will do short term. if you concentrate the rays of a magnifying glass on a piece of paper, you can set the paper on fire. And so concentration short term results in intensity, long term steadiness of purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a really good point. You know, I've seen people who tried to overdo the concentration thing, and they tried to run a marathon in 100 yards.
Mm.
You know, and in this, the concentration in business has to be something you can sustain, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. And that's the reason why high achievement is almost never the result of one of the factors.
Yeah.
There is one that...
Hold on to that thought, Gene. I gotta let you... I'm going to have to move you on to the next segment. And folks, I said in business, I really shouldn't have said that. In any endeavor that's worthwhile, that where you're seeking success, where you're seeking excellence, whether it be to play a musical instrument or get an education or raise your children or run a business, it takes being able to concentrate and stay focused and run the marathon, not the sprint. 10 till, right back with Gene Greisman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.